Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
3, 2, 1, go.
John Mayer! Hey!
Everyone, welcome to Lovecast the BL podcast. I'm your host Alexa. With me today is my fellow host Kayla.
Hey.
So today we have an interview that might actually make me lose my mind, because it's a pairing that I am a very big fan of and who are currently really enjoying watching. You've seen them in Vice Versa, you've seen them in Our Sky 2, and you're currently probably watching them in Last Twilight on GMMTV. Today we have Jimmy and C with us on the podcast. Welcome to Lovecast, Jimmy and C. We're so excited to be chatting with you guys today. So we have a lot to ask about when it's Last Twilight, and we also have some questions from your fans. But we wanted to start with playing a little game to get to know you guys. We call it our chemistry game, and it's going to test how well you guys know your partner, okay? So to play, I'm going to ask a question, and you both have to answer at the same time. For example, I'll ask Jimmy, what's C's favorite color, and then count down to three, and then you both have to answer at the same time, and if you get say the same thing, then you'll get a point. And if you guys get 4 out of 6 points, then you win, and you get to ask us to do a penalty, anything you want, like do a cute pose or sing a little song. But if you get less than 4 points right, then we get to ask you guys to do something instead.
Okay. You want me to lose or win?
I don't know. It depends on how competitive you are. All right. Are you guys ready? We'll just jump right in with the first question.
Okay.
Okay. So the first one we have is, what is Jimmy's favorite thing to do when traveling?
สิ่งที่ Jimmy ชอบทำเวลาเดินทางค่ะ
Yeah, we had to make them hard too.
Answer at the same time.
Yeah, I'm going to count down from 3 and then you'll answer. Okay.
ค่ะเดี๋ยว
Ready?
นับถอยหลังจาก 3 2 1 นะคะแล้วค่อยตอบค่ะ Okay.
3 2 1 go.
Take a listen to
Oh, you couldn't even finish it. Okay. So that's 1 point for us to start. Next question. Which side of Jimmy's face does he prefer to take selfies with?
Jimmy ชอบน้องJimmy ชอบถ่ายเซลฟี่หน้าด้านหน้าข้างไหนมากกว่ากันคะ
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Both.
Both.
But when I'm taking photo, he always like I like this
from
face. So he will like เหมือนให้ผมอ่ะหันฝั่งนี้ซะส่วนใหญ่แล้วแกเดี๋ยวแกรับฝั่งนี
้. Okay, because a lot of the time Jimmy would Jimmy would tell C to like to turn the other way so he can turn on the left side.
Because I always use this side.
Oh, so you like to use the opposite side?
Yeah.
Do you agree with that, Jimmy?
I can do both sides.
Okay, but do we count that as a point or not?
What do you think, Kayla?
I don't know.
The reasoning.
Yeah. Heather says no. All right, then. If Heather says no.
Okay.
So you guys have to get all four of the next ones correct to win. Okay. So the next one is, if Jimmy could choose to have one superpower, which one would he want to have?
ถ้าจิมมี่มีพลังพิเศษได้หนึ่งอย่างจิมมี่จะเลือกอะไรคะ
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Fly.
Yes. We're time for a comeback. Okay, the next one is, who is C's current favorite musical artist?
ศิลปินนักร้องที่ C ชื่นชอบที่สุดตอนนี้ค่ะ
Okay, ready?
Okay.
3, 2.
Oh,
not ready. Okay.
I have a choice to choose.
To think about it. Make a decision. Use your telepathy. Okay. Ready?
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
John Mayer!
Not bad.
Nice. Okay, you guys are making a comeback. Okay, next one is, what's the first thing C usually does when he wakes up in the morning?
สิ่งที่ที่ C จะทำสิ่งแรกเมื่อตื่นขึ้น
Does C know?
You set me to lose, right?
No, you're doing so well, though. You're making a comeback.
So very bored. Okay.
Okay. Are you ready, Jimmy?
Oh, my God.
He's thinking. You did it last time. You can do it again.
Can he make some kind of hint?
Oh, you want a hint? I don't know.
Is that fair? I don't want to do a penalty personally.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Okay, you ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Drink water.
Was that right?
Oh no.
Okay.
Oh no, we're doomed. I don't like this.
All right then. It all comes down to this last question. So if you get it right, then you guys win. But if you get it wrong, then we win, okay? The stakes are high.
So
excited.
Can we break?
All right. The last question is, what's one snack you can always find stocked at C's house?
เวลาไปที่บ้านน้องซีจะมีขนมอะไรอยู่เสมอคะแบบไม่ขาดเลย
Like his go-to snack.
I have no. You know it.
His go-to snack, like the one he always goes to. You know this.
ขนมเป็นขนมที่ขนมที่น้องซีจะกินตลอดเวลาก็ได้
I always eat this one.Okay.
Oh God.
Okay. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Bread.
I think we were too lenient with you guys, but that's okay. All right. So. All right, we lose, and you guys can choose a penalty for us to do. So we can do a pose, we can sing a little song, we shouldn't sing a little song, whatever you guys want us to do.
ค่ะเลือกบทลงโทษหนึ่งอันให้พิธีกรของเราค่ะ
you told to us how much you love us yeah
oh this is not an actually... easy task
you want me to tell you is that really what you guys want us to do for our penalty I'll do it okay well I think Kayla and the whole entire team knows that I've been really excited and nervous for this interview since we booked it because you guys are two of my favorite actors in GMMTV so there's a lot That's of true. Love from my end
thank you,
Kayla.
I guess I don't have anything that can carry that up, but I will say that I obviously have been watching Last Twilight and I've been so impressed with both of your guys' acting. I think you are doing just like so amazing and I'm really enjoying the series.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
I agree. Okay, well, now that we have had to confess our love on camera, we can jump into some...
if we lose, what do you want me to do?
Oh, I don't know. Well, we didn't even think about it beforehand.
You're going to do it? No.
What do you think, Kayla? Heather says probably sing.
Which song? Which song?
Better Days.
Better Days.
Yes, I agree.
Just a little snippet for us.
สักหนึ่งท่อนสั้นๆค่ะ
โอเค
Yep, warm it up.
ถึงแม้ประตูวิเศษพาฉันไปพบเจอโลกใบใหม่ที่ไม่เห็นก็ได้เห็นด้วยใจจับมือเธอโลกนี้ก็เปลี่ยนได้มากมายคำว่ารักมันก็ฉันในใจเพราะเธอ
เย้Thank you for doing Thank that, you. Even though you technically won. Yeah. It was lovely to listen to. So the first thing we want to start with was, what were your first impressions of Last Twilight and Malkin Day when you first heard about the story?
First, a little bit exciting for a new character, like big character. Because it's a blind person that... I think it's very hard, like, I don't know, it's very far from, like, our material, it's so far to reach to the, that emotion that blind person have, and it's a little bit difficult for me to work out.
So it was like an exciting challenge.
Yeah, but it worked good for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you, Jimmy?
My first impression, I think, really? you want me to be the mechanic? did you watch the Bad Buddy series?
Yes.
And why in that? That's right.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of the another level of why.
Yeah, like why in 5 years?
Yeah, I think it's... More than like
more times. More tough.
Yeah.
He's been through a lot. Yeah,
and I think it's very challenge to me to be more because he is very very hard for me.
Yeah.
I think another thing is like the look of his face or he's a dog. I can't imagine how can he be a mechanic man, like, wow.
Yeah, the transformation.
is hard both in physical and emotional characters.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of segues into our next question. So from the episodes we've seen so far, which we just watched episode 6 on Friday, which scene was the most difficult for you guys to shoot, either technically or emotionally?
Can it be like other episode?
Oh, if you want to, yeah.
Oh, just only episode 6.
Whatever you want, from any, like anything up through episode 6 without spoilers.
Maybe the way the scene that's hardest for me is I think the scene that's August kissing day. I think that's hard for me, like the way the emotional of the character of the, like how would they feel like when he in a tough situation.
Yeah,
I don't know how to imagine, it's quite hard for him.
Yeah, I feel like there's probably as day a lot of different emotions going through your head throughout that entire scene, and it's like an up and down roller coaster.
Yeah, doing it all the time.
Yeah,
literally
how to acting or like acting in that situation is quite hard.
Yeah. But I can say that you did an amazing job. So I think the emotions came off really well.
Thank you.
In my part, I think the hardest part of my EP6 is the sequence before Mark bring them into the birthday party. Because I have to act happy,
like act like I know that about
on Thai la. คือผมต้องแสดงเป็น2 layer ครับคือ layer หนึ่งก็คือดีใจที่ดีใจเหมือนรอคนดูอะครับดีใจเหมือนรอคนดูว่าเรากำลังจะไปเดทกับเดย์ในวันเกิดแล้วแต่ว่าที่จริงแล้วคือเรากำลังจะไปเป็นแค่พ่อสื่อให้เขาก็คือมันดีใจแต่ว่าข้างในคือมันปนเศร้าอยู่ครับ
โอเค so Jimmy said that at that particular scene there was 2 layers so on one layer they he has to be like happy to on because one hand he has to like fool the audience a bit that oh they're gonna go on date together but on the other side on the other layer he also feels sad that he's got to be just a wingman.
Yeah I as like a fan watching that moment when you realize that Mulk was taking Day to try and help set him up with August, like your heart just dropped because you really had no idea from you were doing such a good job of acting happy in the scene leading up to it.
Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you that the easiest part of my EP6
is the
rooftop scene. The easiest part because this scene we took in the last day of the last shooting.
Oh wow.
And last scene of shooting.
Because that was the last scene.
Yeah. So I know the whole story and I know what I act before and after the sequence of this scene.
Yeah. So, you know, like all of his emotions at that point. So you know what to put into the kiss and everything like that.
Yeah. I know the how to act it proper in this scene, in the rooftop scene. Yeah.
It was a great scene.
Thank you.
So, see, I really wanted to know how you exactly prepared to play the role of a character who is dealing with blindness caused by this traumatic injury. What did you do to prepare?
PR have been like workshop for
happiness about more than 20 hours, and we have been through a workshop with a real blind person. Mm-hmm. He gave an advice and information that how the blind person feel, how they how can I say live in the อยู่กับคนหมู่มากอะพี่อยู่กับคนหมู่มากแล้วคือเข้าใจคนตาบอดมากขึ้นในการใช้ชีวิตว่าสุดท้ายแล้วคือเขาก็คือคนคนหนึ่งที่สามารถมีความรักได้เหมือนคนปกติทั่วไปแล้วก็สามารถใช้ชีวิตได้อย่างปกติเลยซึ่งสิ่งนี้ที่เราไม่เคยเห็นเลยแล้วก็เขาก็มีความสุขมากๆในชีวิตของเขาที่เป็น
Okay, so C added that. So he got to know the blind, the actual mm-hmm. blind people, right? And he got to learn how they actually feel when they're in the crowd, and how, you know, how happy they're, in what ways they find love and mm-hmm. and connect with people, and how, you know, how they find happiness in life.Yeah. Which is really nice.
Yeah, that's really cool. I think you can learn a lot from like experiencing playing a character whose experiences are so different from your own, and also being able to connect with real life people who live in those situations because of that.
And I also like make some research for a blind person. Mm-hmm. And, like I have go to a It's a foundation of the blind person, and I see and go and help them read the how do you say the braille.
The braille. Mm-hmm.
And I see how they read and they eating and.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
He act like a normal person mm-hmm. that I think he's the same as like our life.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like that's something a lot of people don't necessarily know unless they've like seen it or experienced it firsthand. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Just seeing it, I think being portrayed in that way is probably very meaningful for mm-hmm. a lot of people who've experienced something similar. Jimmy, you kind of touched on how difficult it was for you to get into this quote bad boy role of Mok, although I don't feel that he is really that much of a bad boy. just misunderstood. But I guess, like, what part of getting into that character did you find the most difficult?
My physical part.
Mm.
Yeah, I have to change. I have to change my body. And before we shooting every kill, I have to make up more to drop my skin and make a tattoo and earrings and some kind like that. Yeah, that's make very, I think it's disturbed about my act sometimes. Mm-hmm. Because and especially the earrings, because it's on top of that.
It likes to could come off. Of
okay.
And we have to break and cut and
fix it all up. Yeah.
Yeah. It is the most important thing in the mall. This the physical.
Yeah, I'm sure as like a dermatologist, it was very hard for you to not take care of your skin and everything like that.
Right. I'm thinking of that scene whenever Mok first comes in to that interview for the caretaker, and they look at him with the ripped jeans and the shirt. Yeah, and they're just like, are we sure that this person, we can trust this person? That's what that reminds me of.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we have been watching a lot of the behind the scenes videos, footage type stuff from Last Twilight. So we're also curious what the atmosphere on set was like. Like, how did you lighten the mood, I guess, between takes, something like that?
I think PR, the director, always like reduce our stress. And I think he always, like after he cut the scene, and he like, come on, let's enjoy, like to make me and Jimmy lose more stress and can get on to another scene easily. And he tried to
Glenn.
Try to tease me or like teasing pitching me like all the time to make me like more active, more happy, some kind like that. Because in
so I mean he has many ways to ice breaking us. Every move to us. Yeah.
Yeah. And another thing is Mark Parkin and P. Naptan always enjoy and make us like, okay, I'm not stressed anymore.
Yeah, I feel like you'd always be laughing with those two on set.
Yeah, and they make me feel like we are family, like we working with family. It's kind of a little bit very warm for me when I'm in the gong. I'm in the
Well, now I kind of want to know if you have any like fun stories from the set of any, I guess, pranks or something that your castmates pulled or just something funny they did.
Maybe it's on the episode 7.
Oh,
it's
interesting.
I have been told already about it's about
massage scene.
Okay.
So I have a cramp, and then P-Mob just tried to stretch my legs, and I just farted out because it's too tight. Like,
oh no!
The cramp like got me, and I just farted out. And it's still on the like the cameraman still shooting.
Oh my god!
Did you mean? Oh, he have like
he's still. I'm still in my
still character. Focused in the character, so I can go through the scene easily. And after they cut, I just go crazy.
Oh my god.
Very focused on the scene, so while I have to chom god, like, what?
Getting character.
that day is very, very late. If I find myself, oh, maybe we have another queue.
Oh, what a story.
ก็คือรีแลกซ์ที่แท้ทูนะครับ the true definition of relax
yeah
I don't know how to segue from that because that was pretty funny but I guess what is one thing that you guys hope that fans will take away from watching Last Twilight
I think I have two things first is they will understand more blind person how they feel, how they live, and I think it will make like blind person more easily to see more people and understand right. people much. Mm-hmm. And another thing is the object, the most the super objective of this series is hope. Mm. Like no matter how hard your life is. If you try to get on with it and try to solve it, you can go through the bad stuff and reach your goal. If you never like, how can I say, give it up first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think this one is the important thing that most of our fans would get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's a very strong, comes across very strongly in the show so far.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel it already. Mm-hmm. The show's not even done yet.
Can you follow that?
I can.
No.
I think the one that you will get it in our series your tears.
That's already happened, honestly.
Your tears, maybe a joyful tears or the sad tears that you can get.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah,
and as someone six was major tears.
Yeah.
yes, just like see that. The super objective of this series about hope. Yeah, I think everyone has hope, and the hope is a driving, some kind of the driving emotion to do something success. Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, I also agree. Okay, so this next segment is going to be a bunch of fan questions. Aside from your designated purple and blue heart emojis, what emojis would you use to describe each other?
See emoji.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Yeah, that's an easy one.
He's a sunflower emoji.
Aww, that's cute.
Sunshine. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I see it. I get it. What color would you use to describe each other and why?
Blue. Because he likes blue. Yeah. And he always wears blue. Yeah.
maybe orange.
That's my favorite color.
Orange color, like
really?
No, but you like orange color. So
yes, I like orange.
I think he's like orange. Maybe
yeah, orange.
A little bit. mystery and some kind of thing. He showed up the shyness thing, like to make people see.
Orange is my favorite color, so I like that answer.
If you could act with any other GMM actor, who would it be and why?
I think it will be Jimmy as the same. Because easy to work with him and understand more. And I think like when we struggle something and we just seeing each other in our eyes, and we can know that, okay, I know now how to work out.
Like, yeah.
We help each other, but we didn't talk together, but we just seeing each other and we understand. I think it's the important thing when I'm work, like if we know each other and understand more, it's easy to work. And I think he's getting better and better in acting, and I think he will be, you know, I think number one in Thailand.
No.
I will see him one day, like in there.
Wow. That's high praise. Wow.
Seriously.
I don't know if you can follow that up, Jimmy.
You have to say C now.
Okay. Yes. Okay. C is the one.
Okay.
Okay. We already know the reasons.
If you want me to ask, not C is the, I think, Kanadapan.
Yeah.
Because I work with him. Just I have the opportunity to work with him, just one scene, and I see the some kind of the his working process is very very impressed me.
Yeah,
and I want to join him, and all I want to absorb his skill into mine.
But I play with Pika Nathan already, and I see some kind of stuff when he prepare all the things and how he get into the character easily. Yeah. And like he just like when the director say 3, 2, 1 and he just go into the character quickly, and I just surprised that like how can he do it, like,
yeah,
that, that is so like impressed me.
Yeah, I can see that collaboration. Yeah,
yeah, we need the Jimmy and Gun series. If you could master something in just 1 second, what would you choose to be a master at, and why?
Film adaptation.
What did you say?
Filler injection. Yeah. Because
you know what?
I think it is the most difficult thing in my life to study.
Yeah.
Because it is very hard to professional to go in.
He that's just fair. Study in the morning and just come to this.
Wow. You're having war flashbacks.
I studied for being the dermatologist for about 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I think that the most difficult part is the filler injection. It's harder than singing, it's harder than acting.
It's harder than anything.
Everything else just comes naturally.
Yeah. Because if you want me to just 1 second, yeah, it will มันจะประหยัดเวลาผมไปหลายปีมากเลยถ้าผมโตนี้ได้ภายใน1วินาที
It's gonna save him so much time in his life.
Yeah, if you can just get it
1 second.
It's very practical.
What about you, C?
Maybe a national badminton player. I think this one.
Yeah.
I want. It's my dream in when I was young, and now I want to be like a badminton player, a professional. And another goal is like, and want to join the Olympic.
Oh, wow.
That's my goal.
Ooh.
Okay.
See you at the Olympics.
But now I'm in here now.
Hey, you never know.
hopefully can see you with a gold medal someday.
Yeah, hope so.
Fingers crossed.
That's in the Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, true. With the Star Olympics. It's basically the same as the actual Olympics. So
start somewhere.
Yes. To wrap it up, we just wanted to ask if there is any messages you would like to send to your international fans who will be watching.
Thank you for always support. Like the first time that I step in GMM, and they are still like supporting me and supporting Jimmy, and I can see the way they support. It's, they always tweet or send me a picture, and I always go and find and go and see it. And thank you for trying to encourage me in the better way, a better version, and makes me have more, how can I say, inspiration, and have more power to work in every day.
Yeah.
Thank you for them too. And I hope that I would give like the love back to them too.
Yeah. Right.
I think they can feel it.
I will work hard to perform, to let them see that I will give all the things that I have to you, to the fans.
Thank you for supporting me. I think I will always say that I promise that I will improve myself to be the better version in every day. And I don't know you guys can see in my improvement, but I think I work a lot. I improve. I think in my version right now, I improve a lot, and I will improve and improve and improve in the better version to do it. To give you to be happy in my work, yes, and I hope to see you in a real, in my eyes to eyes, in every person that I could be, to, yes, just that.
I'm the one that see you. You're I'm the one fan that see you.
Yeah.
Number one fan right there. Thank you guys so much for taking time out of your busy days and sitting down to chat with us. It was a lot of fun, and it was really exciting for us, so we really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that's it for our interview with Jimmy and C. Thank you so much to Jimmy and C for taking the time to sit down with us. It was a lot of fun, and it really meant a lot to us to be able to have this interview. So also thank you to Georgie for interpreting for us. As always, we always love when they're with us on the podcast. You can watch Last Twilight every Friday on GMMTV's YouTube channel. So we're currently at the halfway point at the time of recording, and it seems like there's going to be a lot more to look forward to. So make sure you're tuning every week for that. And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure to like, comment, subscribe, do all the things for the algorithm. It really helps out the channel a lot. And while you're at it, make sure to share the episode with your other friends who are Jimmy C fans. I think they'll really enjoy it. But that's all for this week's episode. And we will see you guys in the next one. Bye bye.
But we are 2 minutes ahead of schedule, so we can breathe a little bit. Oh, no.
That's reassuring.
Yeah. Please keep breathing, everyone.
I almost forgot.
The reminder.
That's what I'm here for.
Actually, though.